All of the readings direct our attention to where we offer sacrifice. When we come to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, we come first and foremost to offer sacrifice. Now, that requires a certain mindset that we come as unworthy sinners because the sacrifice is necessary. The bread is broken, the wine is poured out, the precious body and blood of Christ, so that sins may be forgiven. So when we come to sacrifice, we come as sinners. And we never forget that, because otherwise there would be no point to the sacrifice. Now, I have to be honest. In more recent years, some have gotten the idea, they didn't make this up, nobody was looking for trouble, but they've gotten the idea that we come here to have a party with Jesus at this table. And I am supposed to be the party leader. Very good. See, because you can tell just by looking at me that I love a party. But we don't serve ravioli and top flight meatballs up here. This is not that kind of a party. The Eucharist, we say over and over again, is a meal. It is a meal. But it's a meal where we eat and drink what has been sacrificed, the body and the blood of Christ. So it's a meal that is celebrated with great reverence, always. Always. And we never measure how effective the Eucharistic celebration was by whether or not we had a good time or by whether or not we had a good feeling. This is not about getting something by way of good time or a feeling. This is an altar of sacrifice. We come here to sacrifice. Sacrifice hurts. It's not just a matter of good feelings. Now, where do we go? We go to the altar of sacrifice to offer the one sacrifice of Christ. And where is the altar located? Well, of course, it's here in St. Denis Church. Everything is spanking new. You deserve great congratulations, and you have those. But the altar of sacrifice of Christ, as the second reading tells us, is outside the camp, outside the gate. The Jewish temple was in the camp. It was the center of the camp. But because Jesus was offered as a bloody sacrifice on the cross, that couldn't happen inside the camp. For that, you had to go outside the camp. So when we come here, we come to offer sacrifice at this altar. And where do we go? We go outside the camp. And what does that mean? That means that we are castaways. We're like lepers. We don't belong. As St. Paul says, our citizenship is not here. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are never at home in the world. If you're at home in the world, then you're inside the camp. We come here outside the camp to offer sacrifice. We're not at home in the world. Why not? Because the world has been on a long-term love affair, and it just keeps getting worse, a long-term love affair with evil. That's why. Evil has become something that the world is very comfortable with. The world would far rather evil than good. And we see that all over the place. Violence, and so on. We have all received in confirmation the gift of fear of the Lord. We don't think about that so much. Oh, we're not supposed to be afraid of God. He's supposed to be my pal. God ultimately comes to judge the living and the dead and the world by fire. God loves us more than we could love ourselves, but he's never our pal. Confirmation gives us the gift of fear of the Lord. And the book of Proverbs tells us that the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. The fear of the Lord is hatred of what the world loves. That's why we don't belong in the world. That's why we're at the altar of sacrifice outside the camp. The question arises, do we really have fear of the Lord? Do we really hate evil? I'm not going to talk about this today, but we've got a terrible mess and scandal going on in the church right now. And that's because people, including some priests, and even bishops and cardinals have become comfortable with evil. Some have been getting up in the pulpit to the people, follow your conscience. No. Obey the Lord if the Lord's law is clear. We don't follow our conscience about premarital sex. The law of the Lord is clear. We don't follow our conscience about adultery. The law of the Lord is clear, right from his very lips. We don't follow our conscience about artificial contraception or abortion. We don't do that. That's an end run around the law of God. Conscience is not a dispensation machine where I go and I put a quarter in and I get a dispensation from the basic law of God. Conscience never dispenses me from what is basic. Conscience calls me to what goes beyond the basic, to what is heroic. That's what it's like to be outside the camp. Not to be looking to get away with disobedience in matters basic, but to strive for things that are heroic. If somebody tells me I'm following my conscience, and they're not engaged in heroic behavior, I have to say, you are self-deceived. And I tell you that not as a put-down, but out of loving respect, I owe you the truth. And if you think that conscience leads you anywhere but to heroic virtue, you are deceived. For the last 50 years, this has not been taught and preached. I've even had people come in and tell me after they go to confession, if I say so, say, well, that's not a big deal. Everybody does it. It is a big deal. People commit mortal sins and they don't repent of them. They go to hell. That's a big deal. For 50 years, people complain that they haven't heard this truth in church. And the same bishops and cardinals and some priests who downplayed hatred for evil have then themselves become friends of evil, claiming they followed their conscience. Disastrous. Disastrous. So, we come here to offer sacrifice at this altar. We don't come here for good feelings or a good time. Because when we come here, we are outside the camp. And outside the camp, there is hatred of evil, fear of the Lord, and that causes us not to fit in the camp, which is the world. So let this dedication of this altar today be an occasion for our renewal in understanding of what we do at this altar, and let it be an occasion for renewal in fear of the Lord, in hatred of evil. Because one of the most important ways in which love of God manifests itself is through hatred of evil. In terms of hatred of evil, we need far more hatred in the church, so that in turn our love for God is deepened and grows like an unquenchable fire. Praise be Jesus Christ.